لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی.
On the topic of fruits of revolution and how we have benefited from this divine revolution, with your loudest salawat.
For the sake of father of revolution, zinda hai Khomeini,
zinda hai,
zinda hai Khomeini,
zinda hai,
rehbar ki shakal mein,
zinda hai,
rehbar ki shakal mein,
zinda hai.
As I can see that since long time we are all sitting down, and the program of Islamic revolution. So let us stand up once, everybody, and raise your hands and be with me once, everybody, and let's say all together,
Labbaik ya Hussein,
Labbaik ya Hussein,
Labbaik ya Hussein,
Labbaik ya Hussein.
No, I think half of the people are saying that. Can I request everybody please say all together,
Labbaik ya Hussein,
Labbaik ya Hussein,
Labbaik ya Hussein,
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Now takbir.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaykum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to congratulate all mu'mineen mu'minat present in this program, and congratulations to the leader of Muslim Ummah, and I would like to say Imam Khamenei, because you have just learned from one of the speakers. He is from Sunni background, but very easily he was saying Imam Khamenei. It's really interesting that in our community, until now we could not resolve this issue, that can we call somebody as Imam or we cannot. Or if by calling somebody as an Imam, he's going to be infallible Imam, but he's going to be just an Imam of the Ummah at this time. It's really unfortunate. And I would like to say congratulations to the present leader, Imam Khamenei, Hafizahullah. And congratulations to the Imam of the age, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. I know that you are listening to speeches continuously, and it's almost 3 hours. But if you bear with me in a few minutes, I would like to speak about fruits of Islamic revolution and how Islamic revolution impacted all of us. Sometimes when a speaker speaks and he starts speaking many achievements within Islamic Republic and within Iran, then it seems that there is a revolution that has taken place in a country, And it has motivated the country. It has made many changes in the country. So a question arises in the minds of youth sometimes, in the minds of people that, so what is something to do with me? A country is benefiting of a revolution, or people of the country. So I'm not used to speak in this kind of atmosphere.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Yes, brothers and sisters, 35 years back we had a quake in the thoughts of human beings that has shaken the world. It has shaken the minds. It has shaken the thoughts. And many of the people, they still can feel the waves of that quake. It has such inspiration. It has inspired in such a way that after 35 years, when somebody remembers that time, there is a spiritual joy in the minds. After 35 years, this revolution has not come as history, but it has stayed as new as it was. After passing 35 years, it's continuously inspiring the communities one after another. It's breaking the bridges, building the bridges within the communities. And today in North America, in the heart of the imperialism, we are celebrating the day for the victory of Islamic revolution. It's really amazing that an Islamic revolution has impacted the world and the youth. So probably from beginning of the time, you have heard youth speaking about Islamic revolution. Those who have not even been born at the time of Islamic revolution, they have only heard the history of Islamic revolution. But Islamic revolution has inspired their minds, and it's continuously inspiring the minds. One of the fruits of the Islamic revolution, that Islamic revolution was ideological revolution. In the past, people, they were being used to with social revolution. They had communism in their mind, socialism in their minds, Marxism in their minds. So there were many types of the ism that had taken place, and people were used to with that. So sometimes Russia was giving money, so some people, they become motivated because Russia has given the money. Sometimes America is going to fund the Taliban, so they are going to be motivated because of that. That is the reason that if anybody celebrates Islamic revolution in anywhere, or anybody speaks about Islamic revolution today, many of those who are going to think that Iran has funded. So maybe there are many agents sitting today over here as well. They would take the report that, you know, Iran has funded this program today. That is why this program is happening in Islamic Education Center. So let me clear that. Iran has not funded. Iran has inspired. Islam has inspired. Leadership has inspired. And with inspiration, this ideological movement, it's continued.
It's not economical movement. It's not a social movement. That is the reason today, all the ism that you can find in the past, according to the Imam, the late leader, as he said, that communism and socialism and Marxism, it's going to be part of museum. And today they are being placed in a museum. The great message that previous leader following the path of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the one who has been sent down to deliver the message to the world, the final message, following his path, he has been able to send messages to the various parts of the world. His role was role of a prophet. Role of Imam Khomeini was prophetic role. He was completely following the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. That is why to revival of his revolution and revival of his movement, he called it Islam in Nabi Muhammadi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. To bring Islam back to its origin. And that is why he had chosen to send a message to the heart of communism, to the heart of Marxism, a message to the Gorbachev. So those brothers and sisters who can remember, or those who have been at the time of Islamic Revolution, because I've seen most of the movements with my eyes, I can remember that when he wanted to send the message to the communist country, to the country that was the Marxist country, at that time he had chosen the one who can be best among his community. He could send ambassador. He could send a political delegation. But Imam's motive was not a political inspiration. He did not want to send a message of Iran to the Russia, but he wanted to send an ideological message. And he had chosen one of his deputies, one of the great personalities, like the personality that is present today, Ayatollah Uzma Javadi Amuni. That shows that he wanted to send the message that is message of Islam. It was not message of a country. It was not message of Islamic Republic only, but that was mass message as a Islamic leader from the leadership sitting on the chair of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And I can remember that when this great personality became present in Russia, and the first time Gorbachev had a chance to meet with Ayatollah Javadi Amuli, he offered his hand and he said that would you like to give that message to me, because he was thinking that there is a message, he has to give it to him and go back. And Ayatollah Javadi Amuli told him that I'm not a postman, that I came to give you this message and go back. I came to deliver the message as it was delivered in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And then go back to the history, that after listening this that message, he replied that message. And ambassador of the Russia, Edward Shevardnadze, who was one of the personalities being chosen for the worldwide and internationally delegations, he was leading those delegations. Now he comes to Iran to meet with a personality who is deputy of the Prophet, sitting on the chair of the Prophet. They never thought that what kind of personality they are going to face. mind of people, the leaders of the country, political leaders, they were in their minds. So there was a set mind. With their set mind, he came before a personality who was sitting in a house, a little house, a house that is with two rooms. In that house, he came to meet with Imam Khomeini. Please say salawat. And I can remember clearly that his interview after this meeting on the TV, he had said, "This is the first time I had this kind of meeting sitting on this chair, very poor chair. This was the first time that I have taken off my shoes to get in." And then he said that, "Let me tell you that I am really lucky person that has been able in the presence of personality who is the most spiritual personality of the world." This was Imam Khomeini. Brothers and sisters, if anybody likes to understand Inqilab-e-Islami, they need to understand Imam Khomeini, because according to the present leader, Imam Khomeini equal to Islam. Imam Khomeini equal to Inqilab-e-Islami, and Inqilab-e-Islami yani Imam Khomeini. Yes, this foreign minister of superpower, when he sat down in front of Imam Khomeini, so those videos are still there. Maybe you can go sometimes and Google those videos, if it is there, if government has already provided. He was sitting in front of Imam Khomeini like a child, shaking, shivering. He could not speak. Even one sentence he could not say complete. Whatever he said, his hands were shivering, and he was just shaking, like sitting in front of a teacher. And that was quality of Imam Khomeini, that many people, they have reported that when they used to go in front of Imam Khomeini, they felt spirituality, a complete spirituality. And that was one of the statements of our great leader in Pakistan. I can remember that Allama Mufti Jafar Hussain, that everybody knows, of course, this personality, the translator of Nahj al-Balagha, translator of Sahifa-e-Kamila, the one who was a great spiritual personality, a great scholar who became leader of Shias in Pakistan. The first time he went to take delegation to say congratulations to Imam Khomeini. And he says, "When I went in the presence of Imam, of course I had been able to meet with the great Maraje. I have been in the presence of Ayatollah Mohsen Hakim." This is the statement that I personally heard from him. He said, "I have been in the presence of Ayatollah al-Uzma Mohsen Hakim, Ayatollah al-Uzma Abul Qasim Khoi. But when I went in the presence of Imam Khomeini, I wanted to speak with him and I wanted to see his face and speak directly. I tried once, I could not. I tried second time, then I could not. Then I decided to speak with him without looking at his face." That was Imam Khomeini. So Islamic revolution, that was spiritual inspiration, a spiritual revolution. And that spiritual revolution has given, it's impacted on our life today. That you can see in the countries, many things have been enlivened. I gave this example before as well. Dua-e Kumail, Salat-e Jumu'ah, these sermons of Salat-e Jumu'ah, that was not existing in the past. There were traditional khutbahs of Salat-e Jumu'ah that were recited in Arabic, that nobody knew what Maulana had said. And people, they were only reciting salawat. Please say salawat. Ah. But nowadays, a spiritual leader, an alim, speaks about the present issues facing the Muslim Ummah. So one of the great results of Islamic revolution that was vanishing all the isms, and today Islamic revolution is facing to the liberalism, another ism that is existing today. It's challenging the liberalism today, and I believe that as our present leader has said, that liberalism is going to be vanished from the world soon. We will see only the Islam, a victorious religion in this world. Brothers and sisters, another very important result of Islamic revolution that was taking Islam out of their traditionalism, making Islam as a meaningful Islam, changing the traditions, a religion that was the combination of rituals in the past. But now Islam has become practical. It has become a practical religion, but it hasn't come today that was Islam, that was origin of Islam. Back 14th century, Islam was a live religion, but because of passing the time and wrong ideology had taken place, as Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, in his speech that you probably heard, he said that Muslims, they really do not know about Islam. And not only Muslim, he said even Muballighin, scholars, they do not know about Islam. So that was the problem. That when a scholar who speaks about Islam, when he does not know about Islam, who else is going to know about Islam? Nobody else is going to know about Islam. But he liked to speak about just the history and repeat the history and then go back. And then again, any other year come and you repeat the history and go back. So Islam is not going to be enlivened. Islamic revolution have taken the religion and religious people out of those tradition and ritualism, and it provided a rich tradition, and it has revived the Islam again within the Muslim Ummah. Third and very important result and fruit that we can see, that Islamic revolution have made another Islamic world or another international world law. Yes, they wanted to make another world. Imperialists, they wanted to make another world. They wanted to see another world order. So you remember, one of the terminologies they used to use in the past that was being common, new world order. Islamic revolution have changed their new world order. It provided another new world order that has vanished all the new world orders. Today there is only one new world order, and that is order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, are you sleeping? Somebody said we need lunch, right? Okay. Please say salawat all together. Yes, brothers and sisters, a new society is being formed. Islamic revolution wants to see another society. A society that is a spiritual society. Unfortunately, materialistic world was seeing everything through the material. And that is why all the majors are failed today. They could not understand what kind of the revolution is that. So they tried to measure that with various types of the criterions which were not been matching. That is why they tried to compromise with many things. They put sanction after sanction, sanction after sanction. They thought they are going to change. But they did not know that sanctions make ideology stronger. Sanction motivates the mankind. Sanction make the people move forward. And that is what they are stuck today. That after sanction, what they can do? So let us say they put sanction on everything. Now they can put sanction on air. That is the only thing that is remaining. That they have to say that we are not gonna let Iran to have air from anywhere. Or maybe putting sanction on oxygen. We are not gonna let Iran to have oxygen. What kind of sanction they can place? Brothers and sisters, if we see today that all their agendas, all their plots are being completely failed, and that is miracle of Islam. Today's leadership, with its wisdom, with its strategy, with following the path of the Prophet, following the path of previous leader, inch by inch, step by step, he is following the path of revolution. And he is the most loyal personality in this world with Islamic revolution. If anybody likes to understand today Islamic revolution, they need to know the present leader, Imam Khamenei, Hafizahullah. Brothers and sisters, again I would like to congratulate everybody for today's great program. And I also would like to thank brothers and sisters who have organized this program, such a motivational, very interesting program for our community. I would like to thank youth, those who participated in this program, those who have given the speeches, and those who are working behind the scene, anybody and everybody, those who have taken part in the organization of this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. At the end, I would like to say regards and salam and tributes to Shuhada, those who have sacrificed. These 35 years have passed. And in all these 35 years, many of the true revolutionary personalities have sacrificed their life. And Karbala has become live today, not only in Iran, but in all over the world. Those who committed for the Islamic revolution, they have sacrificed. Look at the personality of Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr. My salute and salam upon him. As he said, Dubu fil Khomeini, kama huwa yadubu fil Islam. They indulge yourself in the life of Imam Khomeini as he has indulged himself in Islam. Same the personalities like Abbas Musavi, the personality like Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. May Allah send peace and blessing upon them, that every drop of their blood has been used for the success of Islam. Today, we all need to thank those shuhada, each one of them, that they have right on our shoulders. Let us prepare ourselves that we can be answerable on the day of judgment in front of those shuhada, that we are not going to be ashamed in front of those who have sacrificed their lives. Today, we salute upon the personality who is in occultation. And we hope that this Islamic revolution will join with a revolution that is a revolution of Imam of the Age, with the revolution of Son of the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman and make us from the followers and the supporters of Imam Zaman. Wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, Maulana Shabiri, for that wonderful speech. With that, we conclude the program and break for Salat al-Maghribain, which will be followed by dinner. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for coming today and congratulate you all on the auspicious occasion of this 35th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. I would also like to thank the IC Sunday School, Al-Hadi School, as well as the speakers, poets, and volunteers whose hard work made this program possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the courage and success to continue this revolution in our own generation, and may He hasten the reappearance of our most awaited Imam, Imam Zamana. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.